Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome to the Back Brief. I'm Rod Rodriguez. Are you fat? Are you obese? What the hell's the difference? Sergeant Major of the Army made some ripples in the Twitterverse by stating soldiers who got a 540 on their ACFT, that's the new Army Combat Fitness Test, would be exempt from being taped. The idea being that they're so athletic that it doesn't matter what they tape at. Now, Sergeant Major of the Army's tweet opened a veritable Pandora's box of comments and opinions ranging from his tweet unlocking one of the seals of Armageddon, and now our woke military is headed towards some dystopian fat future where soldiers glide around in zero gravity chairs while their fat overflows from their sides like melted ice cream, to the insanely radical notion, God forbid, that perhaps the body mass index, the chart by which careers have been decided based on whether your weight conforms to your height, should be amended. The SMA's response was that the Army's BMI is fine. They did studies, you see. Studies. Now, I can tell you there are criticisms about this BMI going back to, I was looking online and I found some articles going back to 2016 where they're just completely blowing the BMI standard, the science out of the water. Explain to me how we completely redid the Army PT test, turned it upside down, flipped it around, maybe even for the better. But we recognized that the old standard maybe didn't work for the realities of war. That maybe lifting an ammo can up to the top of a Humvee or jumping over a wall or having strength to pull your battle buddy out of a burning vehicle had little to do with your push-ups, sit-ups, and a two-mile run. We recognized and made an entirely new test. We even made an entirely new physical fitness system. Yeah, none of that matters if we're still booting people out of the military based on the BMI chart. So why do we even have a BMI chart if we have a physical fitness standard? Because there was a point in our military we wanted our boys to look good in uniform. Slender fellas that could run faster than a Ford Model T and smoke a cigarette right after while they wink at the dames. They want to make sure you look good in uniform. That's it. That's it. They want you to look good in uniform. 15 years ago, I watched a stellar NCO sent back home from the Advanced Non-Commissioned Officers Course, or as it was known back in the day as ANOC, because he failed his tape test. That same NCO scored a 290 on his APFT, 10 points from a perfect score. Sent home because he busted tape. And stuff like that back then could have a real impact on your career, as it can today. That story's from 15 years ago, and I've seen it repeated 1,000 times. I just remember this guy specifically because when he came back, he was ostracized. He was treated like absolute garbage by our unit because he failed the tape test. There are thousands of veterans who served only a fraction of what could have been a great career because they were kicked out of the military due to the stupidity that is the BMI. Or they simply didn't re-enlist because, you know, why bother dealing with this insanity? They didn't want to deal with it. I passed my ACFT and I can pass my tape test. But according to the BMI, I'm class one obese. Obese! Should an obese person be able to pass the ACFT? Maybe ACFT standards need to be re-examined because there's no way an obese person should be able to pass the Army PT test. But apparently this one did. But here's the thing. That according to, you know, that's according to the BMI. Doctors, on the other hand, classify obesity as 100 pounds over your ideal weight. Now, the chances that I'm at 265 in pure muscle are low. But I am 195, and I move pretty good for being 42 years old. I'm a jiu-jitsu athlete. I run. I lift. I have some decent muscle tone. My doctor has me at healthy on all fronts. So why does this stupid chart matter to anybody? According to the Army standard, I need to be at a minimum of 125 pounds with a max weight of 181. That median between those two weights is about 153. You guys do the math. Tell me if I did it right. 5'8". I'm 5'8". And they want me at 153 pounds? No freaking way. I literally don't want to be 153 pounds. If somebody came to me and said, hey, Rod, here's a magic pill. Drink this. Swallow this pill. You're going to be 153 pounds. No, thank you. Keep it. I want to have some type of physique, something. 153 pounds at 5'8", my man. It feels like the Army's ideal body type is like runner, slender, slightly built, something you'd see in a 1950s Olympic poster. It's kind of funny because as obsessed as the Army seems to be about CrossFit and all its derivatives, those guys are bigger dudes. And they probably don't meet the Army weight standards. But they killed the ACFT. So what does the Army want? Fit to fight warriors or poster children? The fact the BMI matters enough that it can override the accomplishments of the fitness test should tell you what matters are appearances. And isn't that pretty fitting for the military as a whole, really? Keeping up appearances, towing the line, no problems here, nothing to see, all is well, keep moving, nothing to see here, folks. All these senior leaders and vets talking about standards. Well, let me ask you. When we value the appearance of a soldier over their physical aptitude, what standard are we setting? What's the message to the force? Appearance over reality. We can't investigate our unit's actions. That would make us look bad. It'd make us look bad. We can't punish this officer for sexual harassment. That would make us look bad. We can't acknowledge problems exist because that would make us look bad. There are so many problems across the DoD that we won't address because it would make us look bad.
I would rather have a stocky female or male soldier who can pass their ACFT and pull me out of a burning vehicle before I go up like a Roman candle than a guy who can run a 13-minute, 2-mile as long as he takes off his gear, puts on his running shoes, and we just happen to have been attacked on a level paved road early in the morning before the sun rises, in which case he can go run for help. You can keep that guy. You can keep him. I don't want him. You can have him. I'll take my 5,690-pound Samoan buddy any day to that wannabe Captain America. The same guys digging their heels into their BMI standards are also the guys who thought leg tucks needed to change so they could pass more women soldiers. That's fine. Honestly, that's fine. I prefer the plank. But if you recognize that a standard needs adjusting, but you can't open your eyes to the stupidity, the recklessness of looks over fitness, then maybe we need to reexamine the standards we've placed on what it takes to reach the highest levels of leadership. Oh my gosh, did I say something controversial? Oh no. That's right. It's not just it's negligence. It is sheer negligence. It's a crime to value the looks of a soldier over their fitness. Because you're putting a lot of people in danger by doing that. You're encouraging folks to pencil whip things. You're encouraging this idea that looks should matter. What's next? A beauty competition? Maybe my jawline's not as pronounced. It needs to be more angular because it looks better in a picture. I'm sorry, is somebody publishing my DA photos? Somewhere? Or am I in a magazine? Or am I being judged? Is somebody swiping right or left? Is that how we're doing promotions now? Swipe left, swipe right? Now, I know I went a bit hard on the BMI stuff, but I have to talk about the ACFT. And I'll be honest with you. I was really skeptical about it before I took it. Seemed we spent a lot of money on stuff we didn't need. And we did spend a ton of money on stuff we didn't need, like the pull-up bars for the leg tuck that got nixed. But all in all, I've got to say that the ACFT is actually a pretty tough and pretty good test. The ACFT consists of several events: a deadlift, sprint, drag, carry, a ball toss, arm release push-ups, a plank, and the 2-mile run. The old classic 2-mile run. We are never going to get away from that, folks. I think the Army has just been like 2 miles. The Air Force has 1.5 miles. The Marines have 3. We're going to do 2. We'll split the difference. I was thoroughly exhausted at the end of the ACFT. And by the time I got to the 2-mile run, my legs were already feeling like jelly. I mean, I was already beat up, which was really surprising. And what got me was that goddamn drag. You got to drag 90 pounds on this little canvas strip cloth thing with handles. You got to drag this thing, and it sucks. The return drag was one that got me. My legs were jelly when I crossed the line. Then I got to get ready for a run. Does it replicate battlefield requirements? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, the drag, yeah, I could see myself dragging a battle buddy. When you're dragging a person, you know, you're pulling their weight, but I mean, I don't know, it's probably going to be more than 90 pounds. The push-ups, upper body strength, I don't know why we're doing hand release push-ups. Is it a better push-up? I don't know. Is it a tougher push-up? Sure. It's tough. It's tough. I mean, it depends on how you interpret these movements. I'm not sure what the hell a ball toss is supposed to replicate, but it was hard to do. So if that's our judgment, if we're saying, is it hard to do, then it's good, then sure, the ACFT is an amazing test. It's hard to freaking do. Here's the thing. It's not hard. It's not all that hard to pass it. I passed it, and I didn't kill it. I wasn't in there getting a 540, all right? Far from. It was tough, especially since it was the first time I've ever taken it, so a lot of this was like learning for me, right? Once I've got the details down, I'll probably do a lot better. But before you start making your assumptions, go try it out yourself. Even if you do just a few of the events, go give the hand release push-ups a shot. Or even a deadlift followed by a two-mile run. Some of you old guys, you know what I'm talking about. Some of you old guys with beer guts bitching about how the military's getting soft. How this test is just more woke crap. Well, go get it, fat boy. Come on. I'll even let you run with your I served in whatever war vet hat you want to wear. Go get some before you get your keyboard warrior on. Let me know how it went for you. Some of y'all are way too damn vocal, man. Like, you have no more skin in the game. What the hell are you bitching to the Sergeant Major of the Army about? Who are you people? Why does your opinion matter? I don't know. Especially when you haven't even done it yet. You want to bitch about it. I do commend the Army for trying to do something innovative. Innovation in the world of red tape and bureaucracy, that is the military, is damn near impossible. So for this behemoth of an organization to actually accomplish this type of task is amazing. Now, if you just add pull-ups to the mess, that way we get our money's worth on those pull-up bars, well, that'd be great. They're already bought and installed. Some of these things are getting rusty in one of these Connexes. Let's pull them out. Knock the rust off. Do some pull-ups. We'll make the Marine Corps happy. Next on the renovation pipeline, the Army Combatives Program, maybe. Maybe we should do something about that. Fix that. Or perhaps make it more accessible. Seems like every unit that I've ever been in, we never do Army Combatives because it's too risky. We could get hurt. Somebody could get really hurt. Why the hell do we have a whole program? I think I've done, in 20 years, I've done the Army Combatives like three times as a unit. Three times. No one, we don't ever have anybody that's Army Combatives qualified. And when we do, we do it once or twice, and that's it. Then it's just relegated to the ether, as if it never existed. Maybe we'll scare the Russians with our triangle jokes and arm bars. I don't know. I know I'm sounding really condescending and kind of judgmental about the Army Combatives Program. I love the Army Combatives Program. I think it's dope. I'm a big jiu-jitsu fan, so the fact that they incorporate strikes and all that, but I wish they would do it earlier. Let's absorb some risk. Let's take a shot, folks. Let's pretend for a moment like our soldiers are big boys and girls. And they can handle it. What's your BMI, folks? Let's hear what you rank on the fat boy scale. Did you join me as a type 1 fat boy? Are you obese? Or are you fit as a 50s fiddle? Let us know. That's it for me. Rod out.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.